What is going on, everybody? Welcome to Kessel Run Radio, the fastest Star Wars show in the galaxy. My name is Noah Outlaw. I am one of your hosts, as always. And today I am here with Corey. No, I'm not actually. I'm not here with Corey Van Dyke or Claire Stribling. I'm here with producer, though.
I'm here. I'm always here. I'm just always here.
What's up, buddy? How you doing today?
I'm doing pretty well. Just doing my job.
Yeah.
No, I'm doing great. How are you?
That's all. I'm doing good too. You know, just hanging out.
You look really good today.
Oh, dude, thank you. Seriously, I appreciate.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that. What's going on, everybody in the chat? Hope everyone's doing well, feeling good. We got Elijah. We got Brandon. What's up, buddy? Exarchoon. What up, man? We got Exarchoon in the chat. That's a big accomplishment.
Really?
He's a busy man.
Oh. Look at us.
Exarchoon is he's a busy man in the Star Wars galaxy. What's up, Brandon? Brandon says, yo, what's up, Noah and Garrett?
Hey, Brandon.
Guys, today's show will be, pretty chill. It's going to be pretty interesting. We're just kind of hanging out.
For sure.
Corey and Claire are not here. Next week, though, all three of us will be in the studio. So that'll be a lot of fun. That's when it's going to be. All three of us in studio is going to be fantastic. Can't wait for that. Let's see here. What's going on? Leedra's here. Joel Davis, Luca, Fitment Studios says, yo. One Marvel fan is here. What's up, buddy? Good to see you. Next week, Claire and Corey will be here in studio. All three of us. It'll be fantastic. And producer will be over there as well.
I'm always here.
Yeah, he lives here, actually.
Back here. I got a little cot right here I sleep on.
Yeah.
I do have a microwave that I do. I don't eat food cold.
Yeah, so he doesn't eat.
Yeah, but that's all I have over here. Yeah. I just need it. Yeah.
That's all you need, really. You know? But yeah, guys, so today's show is going to be chill.
Wow, this is riveting so far.
Yeah, I know it is, man. I hope you all
So enjoy. What's the news?
The news today?
Mm-hmm.
Man, it's, there's not much. I noticed how at the bottom of the screen it says ask questions in the chat, because I thought we'd just kind of hang out today, answer questions from the chat. And also, I am going to talk about Kevin Feige.
Who?
Kevin Feige.
Okay.
Kevin Feige. He's the president of Marvel Studios.
I've not been paid yet, by the way, Elijah. I've not been paid yet.
Brendan asks, how's my day going? It's pretty cool. Leader just asked that as well. Dirge's canon thoughts. I'll get into that too. But yeah. I'm going to talk about Kevin Feige though. Corey is doing fine. He's still sick. He's still dealing with that.
Still has mono.
That mono.
He's going to have it forever, actually.
Yeah. That's a fact. It's mono, like, stays in your system forever. Corey's fine. Thank you, Shin Marie, for asking that. He's doing good. We're just reading the chat here. Would you be in Star Wars, Mr. Producer? Who would you be in Star Wars, Garrett?
Who would I be?
Yeah.
I'd be a whole brand new character.
What do you mean?
I would just be I would make my own character. I don't need to be anyone in Star Wars. In Star Wars.
You're not allowed to. That's not the question.
So I have to pick up an existing character.
Yep.
Toro. I relate with him the most. So.
Yeah. Tell Corey to stop drinking out of strange people's toilet bowls. If he's other conversation. Yeah, we got to have with Corey. Yeah. No, Corey's fine. Corey is getting better. And hopefully by the time next week's show starts, next week's episodes, he'll be here. That's my hope. So producer's Kylo Ren 2.0. Okay.
Thank you. Seriously.
Let me talk about Kevin Feige a little bit. Kevin Feige, everyone knows Kevin Feige. He's a, he's a genius. Obviously, president of Marvel Studios over there, mastermind behind the MCU. Everyone knows who he is. Falcon and Winter Soldier came out last night, first episode. I haven't watched it yet.
That came. Oh, I didn't know that came out.
Yeah, came out last night. I've heard good things. I know Corey watched it. Aubrey watched it, I believe.
You know, we watched last night Wedding Crashers.
We did. We watched Wedding Crashers. It's a good film. It's a good movie.
I love it.
Yeah, but I was gonna stay up for that, but I ended up. I had to get up because I had to get up early today and get ready for this show and had other things. So I'm gonna watch that. Probably not tonight, because tonight, Garrett and I are going to watch the Snyder Cut with Araj from the Sith List and Les from the Sith List, and Randy, who's been on the show. And so that's gonna be fun. We're gonna go watch that with them.
I love Zack Snyder.
Yeah, I'm excited for
y'all ever seen Dawn of the Dead?
Yeah,
the remake in 2004. Oh, that's the best Zack Snyder picture.
Yeah. So, Minnesota, I haven't watched Snyder Cut either. I know Corey did. I know he liked it. So I'm watching Snyder Cut tonight. So I'll tweet my thoughts about it. After I check it out. So also, guys, make sure. Sorry if I miss your question in the chat. I'm sorry. But I will try to. But if you definitely want an answer, super chats are always helpful. So we appreciate those. It helps us out a lot. So, and then I'll definitely get to your question if you send a super chat. And hopefully, I can just find the other ones when scrolling through here. So, but let's talk about Kevin Feige a little bit first today, because he did an interview, kind of, you know, he was asked, you know, how big of a role he has in Star Wars. And he kind of, and his answer was along the lines of, you know, Kathleen Kennedy runs things over at Lucasfilm. She's doing a great job. And that, his involvement with Star Wars, other than the movie that he's producing, which has been, that's like not a rumor, that's confirmed by that was an official press release. Other than the movie he's working on, he said he just stays up till midnight to watch new Mandalorian episodes. Who doesn't, you know what I mean? But he says that, you know, he doesn't have much involvement, which I will tell you right now, this is the reason I wanted to talk about this, is that is not true.
Yeah, I think that's cap.
Yeah. Kevin Feige is Mephisto, confirmed. Facts. No, because that's not true. That's not true. Kevin Feige is heavily involved with Star Wars right now. He, you know, obviously him and Jon Favreau know each other. They're good friends. Feige and Favreau. Obviously, they started the MCU together back in 2008. And obviously, we know Favreau has his hands all over Star Wars right now. And the thing is, they're good friends. So during The Mandalorian, there was a lot of Feige around. Feige, you know, Favreau with, you know, try to get, you know, throw story beats on, you know, against Feige and see what he had to say, if he had, you know, any input on stuff like that. And that just kind of grew. That kind of grew to everybody, which is smart. If you have Feige, if you have Kevin Feige around and you're building something like Star Wars is trying to build right now, we talk about it all the time, but Star Wars is going to into this MCU like era. They have all these shows coming out. They're going to want to connect these shows. The Cassian and Kenobi are going to be connected. Ahsoka and The Mandalorian are connected, and Rangers of the New Republic is connected to Ahsoka and The Mandalorian as well. So when you're trying to build something like that, this connected universe, and you have Kevin Feige's phone number, you should be calling all the time. You should always be calling Kevin Feige, because he's a mastermind at how to pull something off like this, and they're doing that. And that's when I read that comment earlier, I was like, definitely not the case. Definitely way more involved in Star Wars. And I actually know Corey and I were told by someone we have a lot of trust and faith in. We were talking to this person and we're talking about Feige a little bit. Kevin Feige saved this Obi-Wan Kenobi project. This is a big deal. This is actually super interesting. Kevin Feige saved the Obi-Wan Kenobi series because we were, that show was going to be bad, guys. That show was going to be really bad. Like, really bad. And I'll tell you why. You might remember, like, this was kind of public. This was kind of public. It was, there was a lot of rewrites for Kenobi. And because they were going to shoot and then they weren't going to shoot. And then they like delayed shooting the series because there's a lot of rewrites. And what we found out is that basically what Kenobi was going to be a miniseries, which it still is. I think that's their plan for it. But Kenobi was going to be a miniseries. And it was going to be the search for Obi-Wan Kenobi. It's probably going to be the rebellion looking for Obi-Wan Kenobi. And Obi-Wan wasn't going to be a main character in the show. He wasn't even going to be a character. Like, he was going to show up near the end of the season. He showed up in the last episode. And that's it. Can you imagine? Can you imagine if that's the show that came out?
I would have liked it, honestly.
Like, yeah, that was what was going to come out. And like Garrett says, he might have liked it. But these fans that have been waiting. Oh geez, how many years has it been since 16 years? Is it 16 years since 2005 to see Ewan McGregor back as Obi-Wan, and you tell them you're gonna have a television series about Obi-Wan, and he's not in it till the last episode? Yeah, that would have been bad. That would have been really bad. So, you know, that was their script. That was the series that they were gonna run with. And Feige gets in the building.
Big Feige came in.
Reads the script, along with Favreau, by the way.
Big iron on his hip.
This is Favreau and Feige, both. They read the script. They read the script and they go, where's Obi-Wan Kenobi? Where's Obi-Wan Kenobi? They're like, oh, he comes in at the end. He's at the end. It's like this big reveal. It's going to be awesome. And both of them were like, no. Oh, no, no, no. 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 That's like, and I'm happy they're speaking for
like the hardest no of all
like
time.
It's so hard. Like the hardest no. And so they're like, okay, so what should we do? So they totally rewrite Kenobi. And there might be some of the same aspects of the first set of scripts. But it's definitely very different, because Kenobi's in it, which is awesome, right? I think we all want to see that. Exactly. XR Coon says rumor is he will cameo in his own show. Cause that's what it would have felt like. Would have felt like it'd be like if like the, Ahsoka show or sorry, it'd be like if the Mandalorian was called Ahsoka. But she only was in that one episode. And we were like, where is she at? This literally would have been like, he would have been there for one episode. Yeah. So.
Who was running the script before they came in?
Oh, man. I don't know who the official writer was. I don't remember.
You call that person a gambler.
Yeah. I mean, that person. Look, the scripts might have been dope. You know,
nah,
it just, well, it could have been dope, but thing is, sorry, I was reading a text from our good friend, Michael. Thing is, that would have been bad. That would have been not good. Yeah. And like I said, like the scripts might've had some really cool stuff in them. And here's what I don't know for sure, but this is a guess. This is sort of an educated guess. I'd be willing to bet that Feige is the one who brought Hayden on. They were like, get this guy. Do y'all not? People want to see him again.
They saw Little Italy, and they're like, we have to get him back. We have to get him back.
Right. They saw Little Italy with Hayden Christensen and Emma Roberts, mm-hmm. and were like,
it's a good one.
Yeah, it's a good movie. But the thing is, they were like, we gotta get Mike. We gotta get this guy back in Star Wars.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Feige is involved. Feige's heavily involved with Star Wars, which I am a fan of that. I want him to be involved. I want him to be involved because you're gonna build this new universe, this cinematic universe. You better call the man who's done it and done it well. Because you look at the DCEU and they're,
well,
you know, they
struggle. That might change now.
Yeah, I gotta watch the Snyder Cut. But even if the Snyder Cut, which I've heard it's great, and I'm excited to watch it. But the thing is, it was already bad. They're already in bad shape. You know what I mean? Like, this isn't gonna save it. It's still in shambles, that entire universe. But yeah. Snyder Cut, I'm excited about the Snyder Cut. I am. I'm super excited for that.
So. I'm really excited that it's 4 hours. I like long movies.
I don't know. I don't know how I feel about the 4 hour long runtime.
Listen, I don't want to hear anyone make fun of the Irishman's runtime after this. Justice League beats it by 30 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm excited to watch the Snyder Cut, though. I am excited for that. Yeah. But I'm happy that Feige is involved. I'm happy that Feige is heavily involved.
Is that why they're doing Filoniverse?
Well, I don't think that's why.
I mean,
But they're definitely. But I'm saying, like, they're going to do this Filoniverse.
Is he running it?
Feige, no. Filoni is.
Oh, I thought it just made sense. It made sense in my head because right. It's kind of like it's like an Avengers team up.
Yeah. Well, and, no, he's definitely involved though. Like I say, like he's super involved. It basically, Filoniverse is Kathy, Filoni, Favreau, and Feige right now. And Deborah Chow is going to be a part of that a lot as well. She's directing Kenobi, which is great. It was such a great choice, I think, really. I mean, Deborah was, what she did with The Mandalorian was so amazing. She's extremely talented. And I'm so happy that she's on the team for Kenobi and running that ship, it seems. It's obviously her and Filoni and Feige and Kathy, but I think that's a good team right there. I do.
But Garrett, it's an A-plus team, yeah.
If you see any questions that you want to throw up, just go ahead and do it. I'll start answering questions in the chat. I will answer those.
Yeah, buddy. Oh, here we go.
Oh, was it something about Crimson Dawn? Something.
Have any updates about the Crimson Dawn?
No. Our buddy Jordan Mazin over at Cinelinks, great guy, Jordan.
Here we go. We got another question.
He is he's reported that Crimson Dawn is going to be maybe showing up in Jedi Fallen Order. Yeah. Sorry, I lost train of thought. I was reading something. Yeah. But there's some stuff. Maybe check out Jedi Fallen Order too, because I think they're going to do a lot of cool stuff in there. What do you want to see from Visions, dude? I don't know. I've talked about this. I talked about this a lot. Thing is, I don't know. like exactly what Visions. No, I don't think anybody really knows exactly what Visions is going to be. I was under the assumption that they were retelling stories already, like in like anime form. That's what I thought was the case. I guess not. I was on the show and said that people were telling me that's not the case. I don't know. I'd love them to do something cool. I think Dr. Aphra would be a phenomenal show for that, or a phenomenal story to tell in Visions. But who knows? The thing is, it's called Star Wars Visions. It's not called, you know what I mean? Like, so that tells me it's going to be more of like an anthology series about stuff we already know in the universe, which is what bums me out. I don't want that. I want to see new stories told. And that's all I can really ask for from Visions. I want new stories to be told. So I'm excited for Visions, though. Hey, Noah, do you think a Lucasfilm could make a Darth Vader Hayden Christensen spinoff? Is that what that says?
Yes.
From the Kenobi series? Do you think Vader could be in Cassian? You know, a spinoff for Darth Vader and Hayden, probably not. Just because of the joke. I know everyone just heard the joke about like, oh, why do you want a Vader spinoff? They already made fucking freaking 9 of them. But no, I mean, I don't know. I think that'd be cool. But also, could Vader be in Cassian? 100%. I mean, they love throwing that guy into anything. They love having Vader walk around. And I do too. So like, I know people get kind of annoyed and they put Vader in everything, but I'm like, it's Darth Vader. Put him in. Like, why not? He was all over the galaxy doing stuff. So.
Oh, here we go. There's another one.
Are you tired? Yeah, a little bit. I'm a little tired and I'm taking a chill show today. And I'm not just relaxing and just talking with, you know, the chat, and it's good. It's a good time. Will Grogu be in season 3 of The Mandalorian? I don't know, Johnny Utah. Good name.
That's a great name.
I don't know. I was talking to some people about this recently. I was talking to some friends about it, and I'm just like, I don't think so. I don't think he'll be in it. But the thing is, it's a possibility, but I think it'll be more season 4 or later on down the line in a theatrical release story. I think that's when we'll see Grogu next. If Tartakovsky's Clone Wars does well on Disney Plus, do you think they could bring him back to make new Star Wars content? Sure. I don't know much about the guy. Maybe though. I don't know. Is he or she still active? I don't know. Like, do they still make shows? Because if so, sure. I mean, sure. That'd be cool. I'll have some Disney Plus stuff. Guys, Chapek, I said this on the last show too. Chapek said he wants 100 shows a year.
Is that even possible?
I'm wondering the same thing, Garrett.
I'm starting to question how big the vision of everyone with streaming services, you know, how big it is, because, you know, you have people, you know, Warner Brothers releasing whole movies on the streaming services.
Yeah.
I mean, and now you got people wanting to make 100 shows on what, Disney Plus a year? Is that what I heard?
Yeah, they want 100 shows.
That's how?
I don't know.
How?
But, I mean, Disney, they can afford it.
I mean, they can afford, oh, come on.
But the thing is, it's like, here's my thing about it. That means like anything's on the table for shows. Like anything's on the table for shows. They can do anything. They have so much room in the budget. If they want to do 100 shows, one of those could be, you know, an animated Tartakovsky series, like a new one, like something like that. There could be at that rate, like at 100 show Disney shows a year. There's a time where a underground pod racing series could happen. A Jar Jar Binks spinoff series. It could be a thing. You know. But maybe. you know, I would. What was the question I answered to get on that though? Do you remember? Do you remember? Like, no, you don't have to go find it, but I'm saying, like, what was the question?
I don't know.
I just started going off. I'm sorry, but I hope that answered your question. Go ahead. What was that last, the new question? You want more from Cobb Banth? Of course. Of course I do. Garrett, in your shot, is Cobb Banth in there? No. Oh, no, he's not. Is he over there?
Oh, you know what?
There he is.
Oh, here we go. Oh, I think they give the people what they want.
Oh, there we go.
There we go.
There he is. There's more Cobb Banth for you.
Yeah.
No, I would love, I would love more Cobb Banth. I think he could show up in Rangers of the New Republic. I think it'd be really cool if he showed up in that. And I don't know. Is he technically a Ranger anymore, though? Is he technically Moss? Oh man, I forgot what the name of his town was. Not Espa.
I think Cobb Banth could be anything he wants.
I do too. That's true. But the thing is, Chad, can you tell me what the name of his little town is that he protects? I forgot what the name is. But the thing is, Cobb Banth, what is it? Pelgo? Oh, Pelgo. That's right. That's right. That's right. Pelgo. Yeah. Yeah. What is it? Moss Pelgo? Is that what it's called? Moss Pelgo. Yeah. Noah. Yeah. Fake fan Noah. Moss Pelgo. Thank you guys. But the thing is, I don't technically, if he lost the armor, is he still out there protecting them? Is he still the marshal, even though he doesn't have the armor and doesn't have.
Yeah, buddy. He is.
I mean, of course he is, but like, is he technic? I don't know. What is he doing now? He wasn't before he got the armor. So what's he gonna do? You know, Garrett, take that question from Brandon. Storm, yeah. Do you think Ide Versio could be in Rangers with Janina Gavankar reprising the role? Love this idea. Why not? I mean, she's this time period. She's around. We know that, so it's like might as well. That'd be really cool. I think it'd be a great thing, great story. Janina's fantastic. I'd love to see her in Star Wars more. Yeah, I'm totally down for that. I think that's a great idea. Are there any rumors about the next trilogy? Like what? I don't even know. No, I mean, there's not really nothing. I will say for the next trilogy of like movies with Rey and like Finn and Poe and Rose, there are stories that are floating around Lucasfilm, but they're very early. Like, this is what could happen. If we could pull this off and get this person, like, we could do that. But for a while, they're giving it rest.
I saw a question earlier. Are there any updates about the Rogue Squadron movie?
No, I mean, not that I know of. And not that I know of, but I'm excited.
There's another question about it. Here you go.
When is Rogue Squadron placed? Do you think Oates going to be what? Oh, do you think
it's going to be between
episodes? Going to be between episode 6 and 7? No, I think it is actually going to take place during the sequel trilogy era or post-Tross, I actually think.
Would be rad.
I think it's going to be post-Rise of Skywalker, which I hope it is, because I'm like, let's go. We can tell stories past then too. We don't have to. I'm tired of this, like, everything takes place between episode 3 and 4 or like 6 and 7. I'm like, no, let's go. Push. That's why I do like the High Republic. I like the idea of the High Republic. But I'm like go that way or this way. Get away from all this that we already know in the middle. Go out. So I'm excited for, I hope it'd be up. I'd be up for post-Tross. Yeah, me too. And also that means like, look, like maybe we can get a Rey cameo or something. Like, you know what I mean? Or a Poe or a Finn.
You might need a stretch before you reach that
hard. Hey, bro. That's actually not a reach. Like, if, like, Rey could show up, she's around. You know what I mean? Like, she didn't just, like, dip from the Resistance and was like, all right, I'm done. Like, she's around. They, you know, I'm just trying to think about, like, if it's post-Tross, what's the villain? You know what I mean? Like, what are they, like, what, you know what I mean? Like, what's, is there another villain? Is, like, the First Order remnant still around? Which, that, because that would be stupid. Because then, you know what I mean? Like, because that would just mean, like, they didn't do anything. You know what I mean? Like, Palpatine's dead. So, like, who is it now?
Like, maybe it didn't have to be, you know, any sentient being. It could be just, like, a concept. Like, time could be the villain. And it's a race against time. Because, you know, like, sentient beings being villains, that's overrated. You know, having a concept as a villain, like time or gravity. Ooh, when I was little, I had a movie idea where Earth started to lose its gravity and people would just float up and then gravity would turn back on and they would just like slam back down and they're trying to figure out why.
Yeah, so I don't know really what Rogue Squadron is going to be about. Like, I know nothing. We know nothing about it. And that's exciting. I got to say, I'm like, that's like the one I'm like, really, I don't care. Like, I'm excited for it. It's a Star Wars movie that I'm going to be seeing in the theater. But, like, you know, Gara's got a thing. So kind of like Gravity Falls, someone says. Yeah, but
I'm actually starting a GoFundMe for that movie idea.
Yeah,
I'm gonna start writing the script, and the budget will probably have to be around $350 million, but I think we can get to that goal, guys.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Yeah. So, I don't even remember what I was talking about. Oh yeah, Rogue Squadron. I'm not that excited for it. I'm obviously gonna watch it, and I will probably enjoy it. I love Patty Jenkins. But like X-Wings and that stuff like isn't my thing usually. Like that's not my favorite. My favorite part of Star Wars is lightsabers and the Force and stuff. So I don't know. We'll see. I think Tychus Films is one I'm most excited for. So it's a good place to take place in the ancient past. At least that's my vibe. Yeah, I think you're right. I think that's exactly what is going to... I think that's exactly what's going to go on. I think it's exactly how that's going to go down. I think it's going to be in the ancient past. And I'm excited for that. I do. I love Taika, so like I'm excited. Is the 2027 movie the Mandoverse one still? It's going to be one off or start of the trilogy. No, that is what we're under the that's what we've heard is going to happen. That there's going to be the Mando story will go to like a motion picture, like a major motion picture. Yeah. I just wanted Inbo show, XR Coon. Well, buddy, I'm going to be honest.
I will tell Corey that, yes, thank you.
Yeah, we'll tell Corey. You know what? Hold on.
What are you doing?
I'm going to give him a call. He probably won't answer me.
You know he's awake.
Probably. He better be.
He should be watching.
Honestly. Hey. Are you asleep? You sleeping? How you feeling? I'm live on the show right now. I'm talking to you on the phone live on the show. Can I put you on speaker? Corey, say hi to everyone.
No, it just woke me up. That's very rude. Put me live on the show.
You're live on the show. You're talking to everybody. Let's see. Put him on speaker. Someone says, yeah, Timeless Baseball. Hey, man, how are you? Timeless Baseball. He says he's excited that you're on the phone.
Wait, is it really just you?
Yeah, it's just me on the show today, man.
And me.
And, well, and Garrett, yeah.
That's funny. That's funny. You're laughing. Just us on the show and you're laughing.
Oh, gosh. He hung up on me.
Okay. Well.
So that's Corey. He's doing good.
Now we're going to lose all our viewers.
Yeah. So take some few more questions and just ask, well, do you know if the dyad concept's going to be involved in another project, even if it's not Ray and Ben, but another dyad? Probably not. I mean, maybe, but I doubt it, because that was something that just kind of came out of nowhere. Have you? No, I haven't. I mean, I know like what goes down. I get told. I look up what happens. Or like Claire tells me, or like someone who reads them. Aubrey reads a lot of the books too.
Noah doesn't read. That doesn't. He doesn't do that. I can't blame him.
I mean, who does? Who really wants to do that? You know. Any news on Sabine Wren or Harrison Dola in the Ahsoka show? I mean, Sabine will be in the show. Harris should. I don't know if they're gonna get her for Rangers, which they are. You might as well throw Hera into the Ahsoka show then. You know what I mean? You kind of have to do that, I think. So you don't have to do anything, but it would make sense that she's around. It'd be kind of weird if she's not in there at least a little bit, you know. You know, how's Keith doing? Is he safe? Is he all right? Man, Keith is great, man. He's hanging out on the beach.
I heard he was in Laguna.
Yeah, he was in Laguna Beach yesterday, just hanging out, sunbathing, drinking a nice Corona. You think the Grist could get set up after Thrawn returns as post-Trust villain? I think that is a possibility, man. I think that is something that they could definitely set up. I hope they do. I hope they do. I do. Because they got to do something. They got to do something different. I mean, they're not going to have another Empire show up. They're not. You know what I mean? The Grisk is someone that, or the Grisk, they are a thing that I could definitely see them being a main villain in their own trilogy or one series. I think they could definitely do that. I think that'd be great. Let's see, do you think we focus too much on Plagueis when it comes to the Acolyte show, and it could be more about the ancient Dark Lords of the Sith in general, like Revan and Bane? Possibly. I think timeline-wise, Plagueis is definitely the move. I think that's most. It's more. I think that's more likely than Revan or Bane. I am excited to, like, just get any more. I love the Sith. I love the lore of the Sith. I think they're so cool. Like I said earlier, my favorite part of Star Wars is the Force and Jedi versus Sith and stuff. And so I'm excited. That's why The Acolyte's my most anticipated show, because there's so many possibilities.
It's so cool.
It is. It's also cool. And there's so many possibilities. You know, like tons. They can do a lot of things.
When is it coming out?
Probably 2023.
I hope it's October 2023.
That's
a good month. That's a good month.
Yeah. Yeah. I definitely think it's a possibility that the Acolyte is going to be about Plagueis and be about the Sith. It's definitely going to be about the Sith. But the only thing, there is a thing, because the thing is, the Plagueis thing is kind of weird, because Leslie Headland, who's the main creative on the show, mentioned that the main character is going to be a female character. So it's like, Plagueis obviously is not a female character. So I don't know. We'll see what they're going to do with that. They have a lot. There's a lot of possibilities. A lot of possibilities. Any chance we ever see the footage from the original Solo? You know, honestly, like a week ago, I would have said no. But after, like, my gosh, the success of the Snyder Cut could change a lot of things. It could change a lot of things. I could see, I, and you know, and, I, and I'm not, it's really nothing against the Snyder Cut, but I'm not, that does, I'm not too happy about that personally, because, like, the process of getting the Snyder Cut, there was a lot of bad and a lot of toxicity and stuff, and it's just kind of not the best kind of way to go about things, I don't think. But like I said, like if people started clamoring enough for just the original Solo, the Philip Lord and Chris Miller Solo, maybe, or the Gareth Edwards Rogue One, or or some other things. Like even people go crazy about Colin Trevorrow's Duel of the Fates. They go insane about it. People, there's a guy, and I don't mean insane in a bad way. I just mean like they get really into it,
like insane in the membrane.
Yeah, insane in the brain. There's a guy right now. He's a comic book artist making a comic series, a Duel of the Fates. It looks really cool. I'm excited to like see that and read all that when it's out or all of it's out. Because but that's what I'm saying. Like people go like I think is a possibility. Like I think in Star Wars right now in the fandom, the biggest like Snyder Cut thing would be Duel of the Fates. People would want Duel of the Fates. And I would love to see it too. There's a lot of good and there's a lot of bad in Duel of the Fates. But a lot of good.
I think it sounds
there's a lot of good and there's a lot of bad in Tross too. So might be more bad than good.
I think it sounds like heat.
I don't like when you open the curtain like that. Really scary in it. And like,
I think I should do it more
often. I think you shouldn't, because like you'd look scary back there. Close it. Close it. But yeah. Someone said recast Solo. No, thank you. Alden is just fine, in my opinion. But I mean, I think he was fine. I would like to see it. I'd like to see Philip Lord and Chris Miller's Solo, and also Gareth Edwards Rogue One. But I doubt we'll see it ever. Highly, highly doubt we see it. I feel like people don't talk about the death of Carrie Fisher really affected episode 9 production and story. Yeah, no, it did. It was, you know, it changed a lot. And that was going to be hard to figure out. And what they ended up doing, they killed it. Like, they did a great job. Like, I really think they honored her and as best they could, and also told the story and finished her story the best way they could without her obviously being there in person. So, yeah, it was really hard. Will we see Zeb or Callus in some live action project? I don't know. Probably not. To be honest, like, I can't really imagine them doing that too much. Yeah. Any other questions? Any other questions?
Oh, that's a good one right there.
Hey Noah. Hey Noah and Garrett. What's up, Brandon? Hi, your Brandon. Ultimate dream Star Wars project and why? Garrett, what's yours?
Okay.
Uh-oh.
I want a full-on slasher in Star Wars. I'm a big fan of slasher movies. Like, you know, in the 80s, 90s. I want a full-on slasher movie that takes place in a ship. You saw a little bit. What's that? What's the chapter? Chapter 6, Mandalorian.
With
Bill Burr and all them.
Yeah, the prisoner, I believe.
Yeah, and he starts hunting them down in that ship. That kind of gave me slasher vibes. So I was like, oh, dude, just make that would be an awesome thing to see in Star Wars. Just a person on a ship being all scary, and like taking a group of people out, and the people are like, well, I don't know how to get them. I don't know how to do it. So that's my dream. And hard rated R. I want,
yeah, that's not gonna happen.
that's why we call it a dream. That's baby. True.
Yeah, I mean, a rated R Star Wars probably won't ever happen. Yeah, I gotta say, my dream. That's a cool one, Garrett, though. I do that. That's a cool one. My dream Star Wars project. like right now, probably would be like a Rey series, I guess. you know, or a series with Rey and Finn post-Tross, her training Finn. I think that'd be cool. I would love that. That's probably it. But yeah, I'm sorry. It's just not.
I love you. I love your ideas.
But and I think a Star Wars horror slasher would be cool. But it's just not going to be rated R. But you know what is? You know, if you do want to get that kick, you want to get that rated R horror Star Wars kick, you go check out Ewok Hunt. It is a film being made by a bunch of great young creators. Go check them out, Ewok Hunt on Instagram.
This one's cooking you up, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, you must be new here. I love that. I would love it. I seriously like when I see Daisy Ridley play Rey again, I would cry probably. I think I'd cry. But yeah. Yeah, Rey Skywalker series would be awesome. Brandon, I agree. It'd be cool. Daisy's fantastic, man. She's great. So get a cool series with her and John Boyega back at it. Like Oscar's probably not going to be it. Maybe Oscar will be cool and come in and do like a scene like for the beginning where they're like, "All right, we're leaving." And he's like, "All right, I got to stay back here cuz I don't want to do the show." But you know what I mean? Like they could do something like that and that'd be cool. And they go on adventures. They find the Grisk or something. I don't know. There's a lot of cool stuff they could do. Daisy said she won't come back until 2029. I didn't see that at all. But sure. I mean, I talked to her earlier, and I
don't know about that.
That timeline does track, though. I mean, that seems like 2029 is about when they would do that, I think. It's around 2029 is going to be around when they start to probably be like, okay, we can start getting back into the sequel trilogy. That's 10 years. You know, it's 10 years and oh my God, that'll be 10 years since that movie came out.
Daisy really should be in Knives Out 2.
Daisy really should be Spider-Woman. Dang, okay, Kimmel. Yeah. Interesting. What if Ben had lived series? No. No, I mean, that's not going to happen. Sorry. I mean, there's no way they're going to, Ben is dead and they're not going to bring him back. It may be cool. I would have liked it if he survived, honestly. It would have just been more interesting. But I get why they did it. But, you know, I think it would have been cool if he lived.
It would have been very cool because like, they would have been partying.
But also they probably just know that like, we can't get Adam for this, bro. Like we can't get Adam to do a bunch more of these, so might as well just finish the story now.
Oh, that's true.
Let's see. Rey and Grogu, please. I mean, sign me up. Grogu is going to be about probably like 90s. Like in his 90s. So he's about almost full-grown adult probably by then. Cool. All right, guys. Well, let's wrap up today's show. Thank y'all for bearing with me.
Yeah, we should have more episodes like this where we just like sit here in silence and talk to each other.
I had a good time.
I always have a good time. So
yeah, I had a good time. But next week, guys, it's back. We're gonna be here. Claire in studio, Corey, hopefully in studio, back at it. It's gonna be fun, and it's gonna be a lot of fun. So next week kind of starts like everyone's here and we're all ready. Garrett, producer's opening the curtain again. I don't like it, but I hope y'all had a good time. I had a good time talking to y'all. I had a good time chatting about Star Wars with you because that's like my favorite thing to do. So thank y'all so much for being here today. Garrett, where can they find you, buddy?
Garrett has fun, Instagram and Twitter.
Awesome. Garrett has fun on Instagram and Twitter. And you can follow me on Twitter at Outlaw Noah. You can follow me on Instagram at The Outlaw Noah. Instagram, Kessel Run Transmissions, Twitter, KR Transmissions. Guys, we have a Patreon in the link below, TeePublic, and a Discord. Go check them out. I was made aware that the links weren't working. They should be working now. I fixed that. So thank you all so much for watching, and go check those out if you'd like to. We got a lot of stuff coming to the Patreon very soon, so make sure you get there and get ready for that. And go check out the Discord, because I love seeing everybody in there talking. It's a good time. So leave a like, subscribe, all that good stuff if you enjoyed the show. We do the show every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and usually it's not just me. There's other people who are more fun to listen to that are around me. And Garrett's always here as well. So
I live here. So
you do. You live right over there. So all right, guys. Well, thank you so much for watching, and we'll see y'all next time.